At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent, which tells us that 10 children have died on the roads since the beginning of this year, with 4 alone dying in crashes in Mayo. The total number of road fatalities so far stands at 97. Just a reminder, that's 12 more than the same period last year. And 19 of those killed were under the age of 20, while 37 people were younger than 30. Just absolutely tragic, the amount of young people killed on our roads so far this year. That's the Indo's main story. The main story on the Irish Times is that letter from the central bank to the government. The governor of the central bank, Gabriel Macleod, has called on Minister Jack Chambers to stick to the spending rules the government set in 2021, but has since repeatedly broken in the upcoming budget to avoid overheating the economy. Just a reminder, the rule is supposed to limit Exchequer spending growth to 5% each year, unless additional expenditure is offset by new tax measures. We don't really abide by those rules, but they are the rules, and the central bank is warning Finance Minister Jack Chambers about the budget. Irish Daily Mail, FAI coach accused of abuse by women players. This is a big report being done by RTE and the Sunday Independent, Irish Independent. The Mail has it on the front page. A Garda investigation being launched into widespread allegations that a former senior FAI coach made unwanted sexual advances towards a number of female players back in the 1990s. One speaks out, then another. A lot of work has gone into that 2-year investigation by the journalists Mark Ty and Mary Crowe. The Irish Examiner, the Inspector of Prisons, has said that record overcrowding in jails is deplorable and that he has been sounding the alarm since he took up his job in 2022. This is Mark Kelly warning that there will be an increase in violence because of the worsening overcrowding in our prisons, and also raising concerns about the mental health of inmates because of the overcrowding. Irish Daily Mirror, sicko guilty of Holly rape and murder plot. Terrifying story. A security guard found guilty yesterday of a plot to kidnap, rape and murder TV star Holly Willoughby. Holly said afterwards she was grateful and no woman should feel unsafe. The Irish Sun, we're going to need a bigger curragh. A fisherman is told of a shock after a 10-foot long shark targeted his boat off the Galway coast. Just a little reminder for all the sea swimmers out there, what lurks underneath the water. A great white circled John McGloin's vessel before vanishing into the deep waters. It's a warning to all swimmers, says the fisherman. Not great comfort. Apparently, we aren't their prey of choice, but yet they're the biggest killer of humans in the sea. So if you're scared of sharks, you won't love that particular story from the front of the Irish Sun. Elsewhere, we have the Swiftonomics has been released. This is Taylor Swift's impact on Dublin. The Indo says it provided a huge boost for Dublin with a 144% increase in spending over the 3 days. Obviously, Dublin had Taylor Swift, Pride, the All-Ireland quarterfinals and Longitude and concerts in Fairview Park and Malahide Castle. And there was an increase in spending across all sectors, and teenager spending rose as well, which is very interesting. The Bank of Mum and Dad may be funding that weekend. Final story from the Telegraph. This is how times are changing. When soccer matches used to be on, the plan was you'd have a few beers. Now we're told that football fans are dodging hangovers by going alcohol-free during Euro 2024. Sales of no and low alcohol drinks have jumped by as much as 20% since the beginning of the tournament, according to an online store, Ocado. Alcohol-free wines were up by 9%. Non-alcohol beer and canned cocktail sales also increased. So these low alcohol and low calorie drinks are the drink of choice of football fans. Doesn't matter if it's a nail-biting game or not, they're not turning to alcohol, it would seem. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.